Have you heard of permaculture? If you visit Crabtree Farms in Chattanooga this weekend, you can learn all about it in a workshop titled Introduction to Permaculture Design on Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Sarah McIntyre is Executive Director of Crabtree Farms. Nathaniel Bankhead is a farmer there and co-owner of Wild Violet Permaculture. Sarah, Nathaniel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Introduction to Permaculture Design. How did we come up with this class?
I believe we came up with this class because Nathaniel is a member of our staff and he is exquisitely talented and interested in implementing permaculture design both at Crabtree Farms and elsewhere in the wide world.
That's a generous description of what's going on.
And when we say permaculture design, what are we talking about?
That is a huge, huge question. It's a system of agricultural design that a man named Bill Mollison came up with several decades ago in Tasmania and Australia. And it is using three ethics to guide a design process. And those are care of the earth, care of people, and reinvesting surplus into those first two.
And what's an example that we might see of that either at Crabtree Farms or elsewhere?
A thing that's gaining ground in the agricultural community is a thing called agroforestry. And there's a permaculture principle called integrate rather than segregate. So traditional agriculture, you would probably see a pasture dedicated to cattle, and cattle are the only thing happening in that field. And then a few hundred yards down the way, you'd have an orchard, and fruit crops are the only thing going on there. And then you have your garden. So permaculture design enables us to take the fertilization potential that cattle provide in a pasture system and integrate that with fruit crops and with annuals. So you would see rows of trees and then alleyways of grass. And then underneath the trees, you can grow shrub crops, vining crops, and annual crops that are self-sowing with animals grazing in the alleys.
And how do you achieve that?
A lot of time, a lot of observation of what the native ecology is trying to do to begin with, and then protracted action and reflection on the feedback that you're getting from nature.
And then what will people be learning about to start that process?
At this workshop this weekend? So there is a book that recently came out called Retro Suburbia, and it's by one of the co-founders of permaculture down in Australia. And the idea is basically in the suburbs, which is where most of the people participating in the workshop are going to be, there are financial, human, and natural resources flowing across properties. So we're just posing the question, how can we best capture, utilize, and recycle all of what's already happening on your property? You've got sunlight, wind, water, people, money, and plants already active. How can we organize that in a way that creates abundance for us and also heals the land?
And this area is probably particularly suited for this type of workshop because of all the biodiversity we have around here in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
It really is. We're just a couple hours from one of the richest spots for biodiversity on the planet in the Great Smoky Mountains, and we're just their slightly less developed cousin down here.
Indeed, and in fact, we are already in the watershed of the most biodiverse space.
And is this brand new for Crabtree Farms, or is this a recent ongoing effort?
I would say that Crabtree has been interested in permaculture for a long time. It's not how our farm was designed originally. And efforts to that end have been somewhat stilted, partly because our farmers tend to come to us without a lot of foreknowledge of agriculture. You know, Nathaniel's distinct and different in that he comes with a rich history of agriculture. And so a lot of people come and they learn to farm at Crabtree. And in learning to farm at Crabtree, you learn our sustainable methods, which are a cousin of permaculture, but we're the cousin that focuses more on production, whereas permaculture, the emphasis is less on production, especially at the beginning. At the end, the argument is that they can be just as, if not more so, productive as kind of your typical row cropping, sustainable agriculture farm.
So I imagine that you've gotten quite a few queries from people, especially regulars there at Crabtree Farms, about how much is this like what you already have and what you've already taught us, and how much of this is something totally different?
Absolutely. And to that we say, same, same, different. There are aspects and philosophies that I think that we hold and share, and then it's the application of those that is really quite different and unique, and that people can really begin to think about their yards, their communities, as Nathaniel said, about suburbia in a completely different way. So it's taking, if you come traditionally to Crabtree and you learn about gardening, you're going to learn about how do you garden in your backyard for you and maybe sharing with neighbors. You're going to look at it less as what is my yard as a patch and a quilt. And Nathaniel's going to speak more of, let's look at this quilt and let's all be patches in the quilt, rather than let's each have a box and look at it separate and distinct from something else. So we tend to approach agriculture from a discrete perspective. And I think Nathaniel and permaculture is really trying to approach it from a continuous perspective. Does that ring true for you, Nathaniel?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't see one property in isolation. Just like any of the people that come through Crabtree aren't existing on an island. It's a remarkable place for how much diversity of perspective Crabtree brings in. So we're looking at that as an asset, I'd say, rather than, oh goodness, look at look at all that we have to work with. So in the same way, Crabtree can't grow everything. No local farm in the area can do it all. But if we can step back and observe, hey, you're doing this one particular thing really, really well. How do we capitalize on that to benefit the dozen or so other farms that we are in some way partnered with?
And I think it also speaks to where do you start and how do you begin a transition process? Just like there are many farms right now that are transitioning from kind of the agribusiness conventional method of farming, moving towards sustainability. And so what can Crabtree, how can we begin to move in the direction of something even more sustainable than what we do now? So we've had people in the past who have practiced hugelkultur in our blueberries. And
hugelkultur?
Yeah. You want to speak more on that, Nathaniel?
Yeah, it's hugel, not hugelkultur.
Hugel. Well, I have it spelled in my brain as H-U-G-E-L. So in my brain, it's like hugelkultur.
Just clarifying for all the normal listeners.
All the non-Kansans out there.
hugelkultur is, I assume it originated in Germany.
It sounds like it.
It is, at its most simplest form, it's you take a hunk of wood, which is carbon, which is what comprises the organic matter in your soil, and you bury it. And you let all of the microbiology that's in the soil break that down. So you're kind of creating a safety deposit box for organic matter in the future. And you can, if you have to drop a tree when you're installing a garden, you can take that wood and rather than chipping it or having it hauled off, you bury it beside the garden and you plant whatever it is you want to grow on top of that and let nature do the breakdown. And then we reap the benefit of that soil health decades into the future. So that's just one little example of, hey, this is a waste, traditionally viewed as a waste. How do we turn that into a resource?
What got you into permaculture?
That is also a long story. The founder of permaculture, his name was Bill Mollison, grew up in Tasmania, moved to Australia, and was observing the way indigenous communities didn't exhaust the natural resources on their land in the same way that industrial farming was doing. And I, similarly, but by a very different path, had some interaction with indigenous peoples in the West. And that led to me meeting a career permaculture trainer who basically said, this is the way we do our farming. And it resonated very deeply with me.
And something that you hope will start to resonate here in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Absolutely. I think there's space for a diversity of thought and approach to how we think about our land and how we treat it, as long as the base of all of those is respect and an eye toward future and sustainability. And so, you know, whether it be through kind of our way of doing sustainable agriculture or permaculture or biodynamics or regenerative agriculture. There's a lot of different approaches, and I think that kind of how you buy into any one of those is up to you and your land, and really it's about thinking deeply about what is available to you, what your land can support. If you don't have land, I'm an unlanded person, right? I rent. And so how can I bring those tenants into the space that I'm resting lightly on in the world right now? And what can you support? How else can you support agriculture, even if you're not going to practice it yourself? I think the more we learn about how we interact with the earth and its resources and one another, the better able we are to make decisions and appreciate what others are doing, even if you can't do it yourself, or even if you can't support, you know, maybe you're not a person who can support buying local or buying organic at this moment in your life, but you can appreciate that, and you can appreciate the space that it holds in the world and in the economy and ecologically. And so you can say, yes, I do these things because that's what my economics support, but my heart supports these things. I think there's room for a diversity of thought and idea there.
And where can people go online for more information?
Crabtreefarms.org. We have all of our workshops listed. Saturday's a big day, so there are definitely still spots available for Nathaniel's workshop on permaculture, which is happening this Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. It's $40 or $35 if you have already paid a donation to Crabtree Farms this year. In addition, there will be Healing Salve that's happening also this Saturday, also led by a farmer. It's led by our own Courtney Parker. So she's going to come in the morning and she's going to do healing salve with people from 10 to 1230. And then Nathaniel's going to kind of take over the Evelyn Center and he's going to rock people's world with permaculture later that afternoon. And then in the evening, Crabtree Farms is taking over Main Times 24. And there's a wild and bitter party happening at Wildflower Tea and Apothecary, which is another really great, locally owned, mindful, rests lightly on the earth organization or business. Wildflower Tea and Apothecary is hosting a party, and she's partnering with The Bitter Bottle. And Kalina Goldsworthy is a longtime volunteer of ours. She kind of became inspired to make her own bitters through her work at Crabtree, her volunteerism work at Crabtree with Mike. And she's inspired by cocktails. She's a career cocktailist, I guess, at this point. Mixologist, maybe, is what you call folks who do that. And then next Tuesday on December 10th, we're having a do-it-yourself ladies gift-making night where all the upstairs ladies, of which I am one, are getting together. And we're basically having a big potluck, and we're inviting all the ladies in town to come. You can self-identify. We're good. Just to make sure that everybody knows we're inclusive, non-binary there, that you can come and DIY. You'll be for $35, I think it is. You get to come and make 5 different do-it-yourself gifts, and you take home the recipes and take home the ways to make those. So that way you can kind of do your own gift giving this holiday. And in addition, there's a small gift market that's other cottage industry ladies who live in Chattanooga are bringing their wares too. So we're all about getting together and sharing ideas of how to take care of one another in a variety of ways.
All right. Sarah, Nathaniel, thanks so much and all the best.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
You can follow Nathaniel Bankhead online at wildvioletpermaculture.com.